systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Welcome to the General. Today is Friday, June 25th, 2001. My name is still a very sick, very sad Matt. Hello.
Hello, Matt.
How are you, Sean?
I'm good.
Are you better?
I'm not sick. We switched spots.
Oh, right. I forgot. You were... It's my turn now.
Yep.
Okay. I almost forgot, but then I look in my pocket and I found a receipt for a $100 clinic visit.
So what do you have, by the way?
Well, I'd like to say that I know what I have, and after, you know, spending $100 and a couple hours in the clinic there, I gotta say, for one, the Evergreen Clinic, lots of pretty girls there. I was thinking about saying hi, how's it going,
and then
I was
like,
it's probably not the time nor the place, seeing as how, you know, I just got out of a pretty serious relationship. You don't want to just jump right into another one.
It's too soon.
That's right. It's way too soon.
Yeah.
So, but they thought maybe I had strep. I'll tell you, going to the clinic was kind of like me going on WebMD. I was like, you know what? I'm going to figure this out myself. I'm going to treat it myself, and everything's going to be good. So I go on WebMD, and it's shows you a little thing. It's like symptom checker. I'm like, all right, this is why I got symptoms, man. I got fucking mad ass symptoms. It's like zoom into the part of the body, and of course I'm like, it's already defaulted to the male form, if you will. I'm like, I wonder if the female form shows like tits and vagina and stuff. So I click F just to see how hot it is, and I'm like, it's not very hot. So I click M. And you got to click on the parts of the body to like, and it'll zoom in, and then you can pick your symptoms. So I start with the throat area because that's where it's really hurting me, my throat. And the first symptom I click, hard time swallowing or trouble swallowing, it pops up a message. And it's like, please seek immediate medical attention. I'm like, God damn it.
So what did they say at the doctor's office?
They said, we don't know what's wrong with you. They swabbed me for strep. She was very impressed at my lack of gag reflex.
I bet.
She was like,
many men around here, Sally probably have been.
All right, thanks. She's like, you're probably going to almost throw up when I do this, so I'll be quick about it. I'm like, ha, that's what I said.
Also
that's
what they
my
said.
That's my line. And no, she jammed that fucker in there and like swabbed it around, and I was just like, are you done? She's like, wow.
Is that pretty wore out back there from your days as a gay porn star?
No, I don't know. I was concentrating because she was pretty and I really didn't want to throw up all over her. She's like, you need a drink of water? I'm like, nah, I'm cool. Thanks.
Yeah, super cool.
So cool.
But
right
you
now.
Look hot.
I got
have
my
a drink
sunglasses.
Water.
I got my sunglasses on. That's how cool I am right now. I'm fucking sweating because this, whatever this is fucking with my temperature gauge. I feel like I'm dying, Sean. I might be dying. This might be one of the last...
Is this it?
This might be it.
It's the one that's going to get you, huh?
It might be. Bearkid says, did you learn that trick in Cosmo? No, but I learned another trick in Cosmo. I'll show you, Sean.
Please don't.
So they're like, yo, you'll get the test back soon, like before you leave here. I'm like, all right, cool. She comes back. She's like, well, it's not strep. I'm like, that's kind of what I said before, but okay. And she's like, so it could be mono. I'm like, well, I don't think it's that either, but okay. That was one of the 20 possibilities WebMD said. It could be pneumonia, mono, laryngitis, meningitis, the common cold, the flu, or syphilis. And I'm like, well, which one of those is it going to really end up being? Will you take a bet? Want to take any bets?
I'm betting on syphilis.
You betting on the Sif?
Yeah.
The Sif?
Yep.
Lord of the Sif?
Lord of the Sif.
I don't think that's it. I haven't had sex with anybody ever in my life.
Right.
It feels like. It's so long, Sean. What am I doing?
I don't know.
I need to have sex ASAP.
Well, you're going to work at a bar tonight, so
remind me. That's going to be fun.
Just use your rap powers.
Do I just need to rap straight up game to these bitches?
Pretty much.
Does it help to call them? Do they like it when you call them bitches?
Some of them actually do. They think it's funny.
Really?
Yeah.
Are they like, oh, he's so classy?
I mean, I don't ever do that because, like you say, I have class, but, you know.
Right.
It's very disrespectful to talk about bitches like that, you know?
Well, I try not to always talk about bitches like that, but sometimes when they're bitches, you know.
Well, don't be disrespectful to them hoes. That's all I'm saying.
Sandy says, remind them the cold isn't on your dick. That's right. This is in my throat area. Hey, no kissing tonight, but I'll tell you what.
Well, make sure when you list the possible diseases it is to them, don't tell them it might be like syphilis.
Oh, right. Leave out no mono and no syphilis.
Yeah, leave those two out.
So she says that, you know, if it's mono, you're not going to know for like 2 or 3 weeks. It won't show up on a test. And she's like, and by that time, the antibiotics I'm giving you are going to get rid of it anyway. So she gave me this concoction because I told her it hurt when I swallowed. And I'm just waiting for someone to make a joke about that, but
yeah,
no, you're not
gonna. No, you go ahead.
Okay, well, so she mixes up this little compound liquid. It looks like semen, but it's not.
Uh-huh.
I've smelled it.
Do you gargle it? Doesn't,
yes.
And I noticed you were doing that earlier, and you really seem to enjoy it.
Well, it's very soothing, believe it or not. Does semen have the same soothing factors as this concoction that they made me?
I don't know. You've tried both.
This is, so this, what is it? This witch's brew? No.
Do you warm it up first?
Can you just like put some in your hand and then just throw it at my face and I'll just clean it up? That would be wonderful. Thank you, Sean. But no, it's lidocaine. It's some painkiller or something and something else.
Monkey bone.
I don't even know what I'm taking. Devil's testicle.
Ground up tiger penis.
Hair of a witch's bane.
All that crazy shit.
It's homeopathy at its finest. But no, this actually works. And I can swallow somewhat all right now. So you'll be happy to hear that.
Yeah.
But I could have... I guess you need to go to the doctor to get the antibiotics, right? There's no way around that. Is there any way around that? Because I needed that $100. I really didn't want to just give it to the Evergreen Clinic to tell me something that WebMD pretty much had me narrowed down to. If WebMD had a button that was like, order your antibiotics, like, I would have been set. Why don't they do that?
Because you need that magic little piece of paper that only a doctor can write.
Who writes WebMD? Are they not doctors?
No, I mean the script for medication.
I got a printer. Why can't you just have a button that's like, print out your prescription?
Oh, because you got to go through a doctor.
They're doctors. WebMD.
Not a licensed doctor.
WebMD, I call him.
WebMD cannot write you an RX for antibiotics.
Well, they need to fix that. I think that would be amazing. And that would have saved me so much fucking money. You know what else was on that list? It was at the very bottom. And I think this is all at the bottom of any kind of symptom that you take. You know what it said? HIV. And I don't know. I've never used WebMD before. But I wager a guess that any symptom you put on there, HIV will be at the bottom of that list. Just to... maybe to fuck with you a little bit. Maybe to just... cover all the bases, you know? You gotta, like, make sure, because that'll make anything happen, right? Once you get the HIV, you'll get a cold, and it'll
pretty
kill
much.
You. You'll get the flu, and it'll kill you. So they just, like, play it safe. Yes, caller, you're live on the Jam Hole, please.
It's the Red Fox.
Oh, what up, G?
Yo.
Nothing much up here.
Yeah?
What's going on by you?
Nothing, just being sick, living the dream. You know how we do.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Trying to get these fucking mice out of the... Shut up! Sorry. Go ahead.
So I was wondering, I need your opinion on something.
Oh, please.
One of our local county supervisors today came out and made a fool of herself by saying that Arizona was not connected to Mexico.
Really?
Did you show her a map?
Yeah, she was trying to get the county to boycott Arizona, and then she made a fool of herself by saying that Arizona was not connected.
Did she say such as and then point out where Iraq is? Oh, man. That's sad. What is her position? County what?
Supervisor.
Ooh. Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh. How's your county doing? Everyone okay?
Good.
Huh. So what do you want me to say about it? What? How can we be...
I'm just wondering what your opinion on this whole thing is.
Is she mentally retarded?
I don't know. Somehow she got voted in.
Huh. Yeah, I'd like to.
What about Arizona?
I'd like to take a look at her medical records just to see. I'm gonna expect to find perhaps a little Down syndrome, maybe a little mongoloid. What's that called?
Too many vaccines.
Too many chromosomes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you think of the whole Arizona thing?
I think it's way too hot down there, and I would never want to live there.
Yeah, so you don't even care.
Too many white people.
I actually know somebody that lives on the border of Arizona and Mexico in a place called Douglas.
Are they allowed to go back and forth between the two?
Yeah, well, she is Mexican. So.
Oh, well. Yeah. I think it's Arizona's fault for being so, what's the word I'm looking for, so inviting to that culture.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you didn't want Mexicans to live there, maybe you shouldn't have Mexicans speaking at every fast food joint, at every hotel chain, at every restaurant you go to.
Or maybe we shouldn't have started a white colony in Mexican land.
Or perhaps.
And then steal it from
them.
Maybe
they should just give Mexico what is theirs.
I think they kind of owned Arizona before the states did.
I would be okay with giving them California, Nevada. Well, we probably want Nevada.
Let's give them New Mexico.
We'll
How's
give them
that
New
sound?
Mexico. We'll give them California and Arizona. Mexico, you can have that. Gift from
and
us.
And Florida. They can have Florida.
No, the Cubans might want Florida.
Well, they can share. Like Mexican, Cubans, kind of the same thing.
What about the Puerto Ricans?
They can't have Texas, damn it.
Firesong says they own Texas. We took it, too. But, hey, all my exes live in Texas, so we can't really get rid of that, you know.
You know,
make a song about that.
That we should,
right? It's very lyrical right there.
We could write...
All my exes live in Texas.
Yeah. I can almost picture a country song.
Yeah, sounds like a country song.
I almost want to write a country song.
By Alan Jackson, I believe.
Oh, you mean someone's already done it?
I think so.
Hmm.
I think it was different.
So, hey, Red Fox, what do I have?
Yeah.
Why am I sick? Is it the bubonic plague? Am I going to be okay?
What are your symptoms?
My symptoms? Ask WebMD. No, I, hard time swallowing, ha ha ha, coughing up green nasty shit. I noticed a little white pus on my tonsils this morning, headaches, achy, weak, lack
of sleep. You have white stuff on your, maybe you have,
tonsillitis? It's not that.
I had something like, it's like strep throat maybe you have.
Well, she thought that too, and she swabbed me, and the test came back negative, so...
Huh. Was that the same day test, or was that a couple days?
Yeah,
it's
hold on, he's puking or something.
Okay, what now?
The same day test isn't as accurate as the one they send in.
Oh, really? Yeah, it was the same day test. She said she could have sent it in, but it would cost way more money. I was like, is it going to matter? Uh-huh. Because she said the antibiotics she gave me will take care of it regardless. So she's like, do you really want to know? And I'm like, well, not really. No, if it's... gonna cost another fucking $100 that I don't have, thank you.
Yeah.
So, oh well. Well, hopefully the antibiotics will help.
Take some Airborne and then align
your
chakras.
I've been drinking a lot of vitamin water defense.
Yeah.
I got my defense up. I probably OD'd with vitamins A, B, and C, B12, A5 bingo.
I think the best thing you can do is just symptomatic care.
Yeah. I've been smoking weed. Yeah. I don't know. That seems to help a little.
Are you, like, overly tired at all?
Like, more than usual?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe you have mono, because I had mono, and I also got strep throat with it.
Who were you kissing?
No one. I don't even know.
Is that weird, everyone?
I wasn't dating at the time.
And as soon as you say, oh, it might be mono, they're like, oh, who were you kissing? Where the fuck did that come from?
Well, that's the main way you get it, is saliva.
Oh, so maybe someone spit on me. Why do I have
to be
kissing somebody?
Sean coughing everywhere?
Or maybe Sean using the dick bong when he was sick and I told him not to. Maybe Sean using my mouthwash when I told him not to, perhaps.
Maybe.
Using the butt pipe.
Me spitting on your toothbrush.
So it's like, so you spread diseases like you guys kissed without actually kissing.
Weird, huh?
Okay. I've been spitting in his food.
Or maybe you did, I don't
shit.
Know.
He's been spitting in pretty much everything of mine.
Yeah.
Just hawking boogies and all your stuff.
It's fucked up, right? This is what I gotta live with now. It's just me and him here. So what do you think of the whole breakup thing, Red Fox?
Nobody cares, man.
Nobody
what
cares.
What do I think about it? I don't know. I think it was a long time coming, honestly. But, I don't know.
You're
both good people.
As long as we keep the show going, right? Who cares?
Yeah, keep the show going. Bring Brayden back.
Okay, I will work on that. You need to work on that also.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Well, anything else?
No, that's all. All
right, thanks for the call, man.
Yep, bye.
Holla back. Red Fox, everyone. Always helpful. He's the most brighting, smiling kid I've ever met on the internet in my life.
Really?
Yeah. Which is going to be
Is he like your Bagger Vance?
No, you're my Bagger Vance.
I'm not doing too good of a fucking job.
Well,
apparently.
That's right. I'm sick. Once I get better. You were sick when you moved here.
Yeah, and definitely sick.
We've been passing it back and forth ever since, so. Amham says, by the way, Kitty thinks Sean is cute. She has a thing for drunk Irish dudes.
I like girls that have a thing for Irish guys. It's funny.
That's good. But no, I think what it is that once he gets out into the real world and experiences it, his attitude is going to just completely change. And I'm really, really looking forward to the day that happens. As soon as he gets out of school and realizes that, like, life isn't all fun and hanging out with friends and doing school projects and debunking homeopathic bullshit, like, you actually got to work. And then do other stuff? Fuck that. So, I heard you had a interesting adventure last night. And I feel bad because I kind of left you out to dry there.
Well, it's all right. You had your own shit going on.
Thank you. I did.
Yeah, I had a little pedestrian adventure last night.
So what happened?
Well, as I'm headed home from work, my buddy Papa Pill calls me, tells me his girlfriend.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Papa Pill or Extra Deaf?
Papa Pill.
Okay.
Yeah, Isaiah.
Oh.
So Isaiah calls me, says his girlfriend, his kid, one of his buddies were broke down the side of the road in his car. So I go to rescue them, then my power steering hose starts, like, not doing its job, just
fucking
spraying
hose.
Fluid everywhere.
Fucking hose.
And so it broke down. So long story short on that, I'm without a truck.
Right. And you called me, and I was, how did I sound when I answered the phone?
You sounded like you were, like,
balls
almost dead. In fact,
dead.
I think you were crying a little bit, actually.
Yeah, maybe.
He was in pain.
I'm in pain.
So anyway, I went on a little wacky adventure, hung out with some friends, just kind of had no control over where to go, and ended the night by buying a cheeseburger and a pack of rubbers and finding a special place to lay my head.
Oh, yeah?
Yep.
And by head, do you mean your cock?
Yes.
Yes? Did you have sex last night? That's
I might
awesome.
Have. Allegedly.
You're not sure? You're not sure?
Only two people know the truth, and I don't like to kiss and tell per se.
Oh, right, right.
Just insinuate.
Okay.
So then I can deny it in front of a
so if
court.
If you would have had sex, would it have been any good?
It might have been pretty
maybe.
Good, if you know what I'm saying. Maybe.
Would it might have been the best she's ever had?
Yeah, but they, I think that's just a line women use, because I hear that with every chick.
Yeah.
Ha, ha, ha.
I think you're right, because I hear that too, like every chick. So I think it's just something chicks say.
Maybe they only say that when you're actually really bad.
Is that it? To like make you feel better?
Maybe.
Do you give them the little puppy dog eyes? Like, aw.
Was
that okay? These, was that okay?
Yeah, you know. Was that okay? Roll over. Hey, lover. How was
harder,
it?
A little harder.
Is to that the left.
Is that okay?
To the right.
Well, it only bends to the left, so is that okay? Oh, honey, you are the best I've ever had.
Yep. Actually,
Bearkid says, or maybe you're just that good. I don't think that's the case.
Probably not the case.
Probably
no.
not the case. Have you met us?
Allegedly.
Oh, fuck. But that's weird. I think maybe... Do you think they say it to boost their own confidence? Like,
you know, I don't know.
That's weird.
You know, true story, I've kind of wanted to write a book...
About banging chicks?
No, based on the things that women have said to me or and or my buddies after sex.
Right.
Like, just out of nowhere funny like, things. Like, what? They say this. They say
oh
this.
Oh, shit,
what's
you
that?
Better go. My husband's home.
Yeah. End some quote. Funny shit.
Right.
You know?
That's a good idea. Trademark.
They say, you know, your brother's better, but your friend Jimmy's bigger or something like that. You know, like, oh,
and you,
thanks.
Well, you're I'd like to say you're just right, but you're not.
Yeah.
You're just wrong.
Well, you know, I'm packing a good solid 4.5, so. I think it does the trick,
I didn't
if you
think,
know what I mean.
I didn't think cocks were allowed to be smaller than 6. I thought 6 was the base to start from.
Well, that's a lie. The average size is 4 inches. And
oh,
I'm 4.5, so I'm clearly above average.
Huh. Interesting.
Hey,
sorry.
Bunny on Belay says Sean's horizontal life. Let me tell you, it gets pretty vertical too.
Does it?
There's a whole bunch of sideways angles you can do with
so
that
were
life.
You, were you really just walking around, like waiting for me to wake up and come get you?
Not really. I was more taking a moment of reflection.
Really?
Taking my circumstance as an opportunity to say, well, now I have some time to walk around and think about things.
Are you circumcised?
I might be. I don't like giving out too much information.
Oh, God. Okay, you I was know. Just I was just curious if maybe that was the difference.
I could be.
Okay, thank you.
I could not be.
Yeah, I'm sure that's the case. So,
where was I?
Something about you woke up with a box of condoms and a cheeseburger.
Yep, half-eaten cheeseburger and a full box of condoms. Woke up in the park, nothing happened.
Sad look on her face.
Yeah.
So where'd you meet this chick at? She one of your hip-hop groupies? A Teamster? Are we
yeah,
not supposed
I don't know.
To say?
Let's just say. Well, let's just say it's a chick I fucked whose name will remain nameless.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
For her benefit or yours?
Both.
Okay. Yeah. A mutual benefit.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I had an interesting encounter last night. I'd like to say a huge thank you to my nurse, Nurse Jessica. She brought me by fucking popsicles. She brought me by some chloraseptic throat spray. She brought me by some Tylenol cold and sinus severe. And the funny thing is, like, I thought it was just her coming over, and I got up to open a window, because I've been, like, having the worst sweats, just crazy. And I guess she had, like, some dude drive her over here, and the dude was just sitting in the car the whole time while she was up here, and we're just bullshitting and just kind of talking about life and everything. And I thought that was really cool. She just, like, texted me. She's like, are you feeling any better? I'm like, no.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, you need a nurse to take care of you. I'm
aww.
Like, yeah, I know. She's like, what do you need? I'm like, I need everything. And she totally, like, just came out of her way and, like, brought me popsicles, and it was awesome.
What a sweetheart.
I know. She didn't have, like, 8 kids. I might be into her.
Giggity.
No, she's really awesome, though. She's, like, the only chick I know that knows, like, more computer stuff than you do.
Wow.
Yeah. Pretty impressive.
That's nice. I met a girl recently who was second-degree black belt in karate, and I was just
Whoa, nice.
I get down on that.
Do you guys want to spar?
Yeah. Well, you want to spar?
You want to go think about my dreads and spar with me?
Like Ronan on Stargate Atlantis.
Dumb dog Ronan.
Hey, you guys want to go spar? What are you guys doing here? What are you talking about?
I'm going to go spar then by myself.
Okay, I'll be sparring if you guys need me.
I wish there was a video of him sparring himself. That would be so awesome.
Wait, there was that episode where he did meet himself, the replicator.
Yeah, the replicator.
And they were just standing there staring at each other.
Like,
like they were confused.
Kitty! That is a fucking no. She's the one that keeps tipping that shit over up there. My fleshlight and the bongs and whatnot. And Crumb with his little dick in his mouth. You did that.
I did.
I appreciate
just
it.
Just for you, buddy.
Thank you. Bunny on Belay says, I met a 14-year-old brown belt in jiu-jitsu last weekend. Female, too.
Well, tell her to call me in 4 years.
Seven years.
Seven?
Yeah. 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19.
Damn, I'll be like 30 in 4 years.
Oh, wow. Yeah, no, holy like fuck. Four. Excuse me. Three and a half.
Getting old.
I mean, you know, if you're down.
You want to get them while they're just on the illegal side, too, huh?
Right. So you guys might have noticed a picture I took last night. I guess Dana came over, brought me my key back, and had a little discussion. She went in the bedroom and took her posters.
Mm-hmm. And she rolled them up nicely and tucked them away?
No, she actually just ripped them all to shit and threw them. And she was upset, and I understand that, but...
How did you react?
I just was laying here. I was trying to eat my soup and watch Robin Hood.
She was harshing your soup, huh?
The 40-year-old virgin who banged Sarah Marshall and felt super bad about it or something, that spoof movie.
Yeah.
Totally fucking retarded. Pretty funny, but really retarded.
Those they always are.
Yeah. And I
it's
just
like a new style movie.
Yeah, pretty much. And so I'm like trying to eat, and she like somebody knocks on the door. I'm like, who is it? Nothing. Like, open the door, and it's her. She's just standing there, just looking like a bitch. Like, I come to fuck shit up. And like, if you broke up with somebody, like you dump somebody, and then you realize that maybe that was a mistake, and that you wanted them back. Would you like go to their place and like start just freaking the fuck out, or would you? Like, how would you go about that? Is that normal for chicks?
I don't know. I guess if it were me, I would just try to talk to him and reason with him.
But you wouldn't be all, like, going aggro-maniac and shit.
Not really. That's not usually how you win somebody's affection.
Right. And I told her, I'm like, acting like this is making me see a side of you that is so unattractive. And
Do you think she'll listen to this?
I don't know. I'm sure, but it doesn't matter. I'm just saying what I feel like that when you do something like that, you push it so much further past the point of no return that you make it so awkward. Can you go back to somebody after you've seen that side of them? Can you go back to somebody after you've seen that her whole family comes out and is like, "Oh, I'm glad you got rid of him finally." And then I find out word on the street is her mother goes to this place I like to eat at all the time and just like randomly starts running her fucking mouth like, "Oh, I'm glad my daughter got rid of him. He was a pill junkie shooting up oxys all the time. Fucking junkie piece of shit. He never did nothing good for her." Like, who are you? And who are you even talking to? That seems so out of the way for you to do something like that. Like, what are you accomplishing? And I told her that. I'm like, your mom and your uncle need to both shut their fucking mouths. Because that's not... Like, you act like we're the only two people in the world that have ever broken up before. Like, oh my God, you were together and now you're not? What a fucking piece of shit. Like, I could see if, you know...
dare you get dumped?
I know! You guys need to understand one thing.
The fuck is wrong? You know, it must be your fault because she dumped you.
I know, right?
So it's obviously
She obviously
fault.
Caught me cheating on her or something, right? Because I got dumped. and now I'm the fucking asshole.
Maybe
for
you
it.
Both just need to look at it as we just weren't right for each other. Just not written in the stars, not meant to be.
Bunny says, wow, nothing good. Like, supporting her for the last over a year. I know. And that's why I was like, did you not tell them that you've lived here rent-free and I paid your phone bill and most of the food expenses and, you know, asked my mom to help you with your surgery and shit? Like, that was all me, and that's what I get? Like, no. Well, I'm sorry it didn't work out, Matt. You know, shit happens. No, he's a fucking pill junkie. I was getting those pills from her fucking uncle, if you want to know the truth. So maybe you should look within at your own family first before you start fucking with me about shit.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I was totally clean before I hooked up with her. And then that. Like, that's fucked up. And then to tell people that you don't even know? Like, what am I supposed to do now if I want to go in there and eat? And they're going to just look at me like a fucking pill junkie now because of that. Because some cracked out fucking alcoholic gambling wench can't keep her fucking mouth shut. I was so fucking pissed about that.
Mm, mm.
It fucking hurt, you know? And then, like, to see that kind of shit. It's like... This isn't helping your cause. I'm not going to be, oh, well, in that case, I'm so sorry you dumped me. Can you please reconsider? That's never going to fucking happen now. Especially now after that.
Yeah.
Like, what do you do? You just deal with it?
Just keep on walking.
So then today,
you walk hard.
Kick dirt, bitch, because this is fucking never going to happen now.
You just need to keep walking hard, Matt.
So then today, I get a text message. She's pretty awesome. So I heard a rumor you're back with one of your ex-girlfriends.
Oh, really? Yeah, I heard that too.
Really? Was it all, which one of my exes that live in Texas is it? Because I don't know if you know this or not, but when me and a girl break up, we break up. Like, they leave the state. That's how it is.
That's how repulsed they are.
I know. It's not even my
way.
It's not even my fault. And I don't... Who would even say that? Who is going up to Dana and being like, hey, check this out. I hear you're going to want to bone me after you hear what I have to say about your ex that you just dumped like a few days ago. Check this out. You remember his ex?
He hooked up with her.
He's back together with her.
But don't tell him I told
you.
You don't have friends.
Clearly, I don't.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Who would even say something like that? You don't even have that many friends that would know that about you.
Is that how you try to get into a girl's pants? By making up shit about her ex?
That's what I do. Fuck.
How's that work?
Pretty good.
Did it work good last
Pretty
night?
Pretty fucking good.
Was it Dana's house you were at last night?
Well,
is
Matt.
Is that why you're not, not
bro,
being very...
I got a confessional, Broham.
Yeah?
I wasn't.
Lay it on me.
I wasn't.
Okay.
But I did spit on your toothbrush.
I still can't swallow.
Well,
so
serves you right.
Thank you.
Because now you can't swallow your pride.
Okay. So all I have to say in closing is that unless you are directly involved in a relationship, you don't get an opinion on the relationship unless you were perhaps a mistress or a mister. What's a guy mistress called? A mister? A mister.
I guess.
It is, right? A mister. Yeah. Okay, so unless you're a mistress or a mister.
Or like, you know, they just refer to him as my husband's brother. Or my husband's cousin. Fucking the guy across town in the next town.
My husband's best man at our wedding. Like, unless you're for real involved in the relationship, I don't think you're allowed to have an opinion about it. Is that wrong? Is that okay? Like, are you allowed to have something to say about it? Like that? You clearly have no idea what happened. You just know that she's sad and crying because she maybe made a fucking mistake, and now I'm the asshole because of it, because I didn't beg and plead for her to stay this time, because I broke my fucking heart the first three times that happened.
Broke his heart.
Broke it.
And how did that feel?
Fucking horrible.
Yeah. I remember that day she did that.
Do you remember
well,
that?
One time she said she was going to break up with you. She didn't. I don't know
it's
what exactly
few,
happened, but I do remember.
It's happened a few times.
You were supposed to come, like, rap and hang out and do
a
rap show.
I was supposed to do a lot of shit that I didn't because.
We were supposed to work on a song or record or something.
I was devastated from that, dude. My whole world was destroyed.
Yep.
And so
he started painting his face white and black makeup and painting his fingernails black for
all
the
I'm
whole
saying
week. He went
if,
goth. He was
you,
so destroyed.
If you cry wolf more than a few times, don't be surprised when the town doesn't do shit the next time you do it and you end up just getting eaten by the wolf.
Good analogy, man.
Thank you.
Good analogy.
Thank you very much. All right.
That was
well,
deep.
I don't know. It sucks. I'm excited to see what else comes to be because of this. Like, who else has something to say about it? Please.
So for all our listeners that just joined, I want to say welcome to the freaking Matt and Sean
the Matt
drama
Sean show, shit
show where we whine about our relationship drama.
No, this isn't going to happen every episode. I'm just
we should make the show
happened.
Happy.
Do you want to make it happen every episode?
Let's stop talking so much about our relationship.
I'm
going
to make it my life's work to just completely manipulate and destroy as many women as I can now. I've been burned, and now it's time to set the fires. Time to kick the tires, light the fires.
It's time to unleash the beast, huh?
Oh, fuck.
Some
no,
yeast
it's
in the
not.
East.
No, it's not. It's just time to find a girl that likes fucking as much as I do, that likes sucking cock, maybe is into chicks, and fucking just keep going forward.
Yeah.
That's all.
There you go. Adapt.
Adapt.
You know what? Honestly, I got to tell you, I just don't think dating in the new millennium is like it anymore. Like,
how
maybe,
can you date with Facebook?
Maybe our society has advanced beyond the point of...
Have
relationships.
We've ascended past the point of needing a relationship.
Ascended from monogamy, apparently. I don't fucking know.
The next state is polygamy.
It just seems like the generations are getting more and more bad at like connecting with each other on a personal level.
Oh, excuse me. And a falfer. So she needs like, all right, for anyone playing Home Alone,
and does
at
she need,
home.
Does she need to work at
a
place where you can get food?
That would be helpful.
Like, badass chicken
she needs,
tacos.
She needs to like
burritos.
Sex, okay? Check. Okay. She needs to like sucking cock, okay? Check.
Definitely, yeah.
Maybe eating a little pussy. Not,
always down,
not
who doesn't?
Be,
you know?
Not going to be the game changer, but it would be nice,
okay.
Right? Okay. It's like a car with leather seats. You know,
okay.
I don't need it, but if it has
but
it,
hey,
all right.
That's a good feature.
She has to like to fall.
Okay.
She has to maybe be into podcasts.
Does she have to like your rap?
I don't give a fuck about that, honestly.
Well, good, because I was going to say, if that
good
was
luck.
One of your, yeah.
Game changer.
Yeah.
And she has to like to, what was I going to say? There was something else. She has to look fucking hot, too. I'm sorry to be shallow, but.
Well.
You can't just show up to an event with like. Muttley the fucking rag dog, you know, on a leash, like, you know, how does that look? Do you go to rap shows and freak with the nasty bitch? No, you kick her to the side and you find the cute chick, even if it's your sister. Your sister's pretty cute.
Yeah.
She's single?
You know, I believe she is.
Really? Would that be weird for you?
Yeah, I don't know. My sister's banged so many dudes, I don't even know.
shit.
I'll just say good luck with that, buddy.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
She does have a lot of cute friends, though.
Yeah,
when
right.
They all roll up to a show or something.
I
it's
know.
It's kind of nice to have the little groupie, freaking all the cute
it's
chicks.
It's crazy,
like,
dude. It's like, hey, we are good. Look at this. I mean, it's Sean's sister and all her little Barbie friends, but still.
But still.
They came for us.
Outsiders see that. They're like, wow, these guys must be really good. They have a lot of hot chicks here.
And we'd be good until we start rapping, and then they see that we're really not.
We're horrible.
Shit. So you got a battle tonight, huh?
Yeah, a battle.
You want a battle?
A couple songs.
Battle. Fuck
save,
you, Matt.
Saving it. Fuck you, Matt. I freestyled
you,
that
Matt.
Whole song, dude.
I know, it was amazing. Sean wrote a song called Fuck You, Matt. He didn't really write it. He just kind of freestyled it.
It was classic.
Yeah, it happens, you know. It's what happens when a couple of rappers live together.
I'm probably going to have to rap against a lot of my people in the Papa Pills FOS clique that he made, you know, that he came up with.
That's you and me.
And Northwest Nightmare are going to be there.
Oh, are they in it too now?
Fuck yeah, but we're going to have to finish up early and just roll down a fucking scoreboard.
All of you guys?
Yeah, just hang out.
Shit, yeah.
Just be a bunch of rappers.
I'll be
in the
there.
Bar.
I'll all be right. there watching the laptop auto mix, hoping it doesn't fucking crash.
You know what? I think I should give you a copy of Get It Nasty, and you should play that at some point tonight.
I could slip it in there.
Slip it in there. DJ Cattleman's did.
I'll be playing the Book of Matthew and all of our rough draft tracks, yep. And that's it.
Maybe twist it up.
I'll just have that on repeat.
There
oh,
you go.
He would be so pissed if I did that.
Dude.
He's like totally trusting me not to fuck this up, to like literally go in there, turn on the laptop, hit the auto mix button, turn the black lights on, unscrew the regular light bulbs.
And then sit there.
And then sit there till 1:45, call last call, kick the music off by 1:50. And then tomorrow I have to bring the speaks up to the campsite. So
might have to let some rappers crash it tonight. Ask the crowd, be like, hey, anybody want to hear some live hip-hop?
If I will do that, but I'll tell you what.
Actually, don't do that.
If I don't get paid my $50 because of this, I'm going to be pissed.
You know, if you ask the crowd that, they're all going to say no.
No. Okay. Never mind then. So, well, tough shit because I'm not Adam, so y'all can suck my dick. Oh, God. He'd be so angry. That'd be brilliant.
He would hate us.
Well, I got this story sent to us, and this is pretty fucking amazing.
Okay.
You know the new iPhone is out, right?
Did not know that.
Okay,
but
well,
sweet.
The iPhone 4 is out. You know how we have a friend, Josh, from the Big Mouse Podcast. He's a geeky podcaster from Alaska, right? Total hard-on for Apple products. And, like, Apple products are all right. He's got a fucking, like, dick on for Apple products, right?
Mm.
Like, his iPhone is so much better than anything else. It's so great. And he's so excited for this new iPhone to come out. Well, I'll tell you something, that the iPhone has finally done something that the Droid won't do.
Okay.
You know what that is?
What's that?
Well, when you pick up the new iPhone and you touch it on the bottom left corner, it drops any call that you are on.
Really?
Yes.
Nice.
Oh, the Droid doesn't do that, my friend. Oh, fuck.
That's a pretty sweet feature they have.
I know. Like, it's called the oops, I didn't mean to call you feature. So if you call somebody you didn't mean to, you just touch it.
And drops the call.
You honestly touch it probably wherever. And yeah.
And you don't even look like a bad guy.
I know. You're just like, oops.
My bad.
I accidentally touched the bottom left-hand corner of my phone. That's weird. How do you hold, like, I don't.
So are they doing
that.
A recall on him? Or?
Probably not.
No.
It's Steve Jobs.
Standard feature.
You know what they say?
What?
Then don't touch it there. Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
Thanks.
I'm sorry, I just paid all this money for this amazing cutting edge phone and it, I can't touch it where? What is this, the pedo bear? Hey, don't touch me there.
Hmm.
Makes me uncomfortable.
The pedo bear?
Makes me drop calls. They said in the hours before Apple weighed in on the problem, iPhone fans turned to one another on the internet in a zealous exercise in crowdsourcing for answers to the mystery.
Oh, man.
What a bunch of homos. No homo. They what surprised many of them, the precious little bars that signal network connections inexplicably disappeared when they cradled the phone in their hands a particular way.
So
sad. When you set the phone down, though, no problem.
Well,
just don't touch it.
Just don't pick it up.
I mean, it's not, you know, called a touch screen. You just don't touch it. It's called a don't touch.
Well,
this is the new iPhone 4, I don't touch.
I don't touch.
Don't touch me there.
Well, chalk one up for them.
Yeah, chalk one up for the good guys. They were all the more baffled because the iPhone 4 was designed to have better reception.
Really?
Yeah. A metal band that wraps around the edges of the device is supposed to pull in a stronger signal, as long as you don't touch it.
Well, they really fucked the pooch on that one,
yeah,
didn't they?
You think? Software is supposed to choose the section of the signal with the least congestion, which is wherever you happen to be touching it at the time.
Mm.
Oh, another thing Steve Jobs also mentioned, that if you want to have a quick fix for it, just buy a case. Hey,
oh, yeah?
Just put a case on it. You can spend another
$30.
No problem.
Just get a case.
Just get a case. It's cool. It's no worries. It's
calm
fine.
Down, guy.
God, how big of a D-bag are you if you're stood out in line for that piece of shit? Like, oh, it's cool as long as I hold it like this.
Yeah, with a fucking
hold
case.
Hold on. Oh, fuck. That's amazing.
Sorry, I lost you. Would you go through a tunnel? No, I just changed my hand a little bit.
I just touched my phone and it didn't like it. So I sent that to Josh from Big Mouse. I was like, because he does this bit called iPhone News. You might not know this, but just to kind of rub it in my face. He's like, don't have an iPod? Well, it sucks to be you. This is iPhone News. And so I send him shit like this, like just to fuck with him. And he'll read them once in a while, but most of the time he won't. So he's like a moderator. He won't let it all get through, you know?
Doesn't keep it real, huh?
Have you heard about the 1,500 calorie hamburger that's coming out?
Where is that at? Arby's, right?
Friendly's.
1,500 calories.
Is Friendly's? I've never been to a Friendly's. Sounds like a weird name to go and eat like more than you probably should be.
Yeah.
Friendly's. For your tummy. But yeah, 26 sent this into us. After so many years of healthy eating being forced down the pudgy gullet of the American diner, the health backlash has started in earnest.
Yeah, good job, guys.
The KFC double down was only the beginning, as Massachusetts-based restaurant chain Friendly's.
Massachusetts.
Thank you. Friendly's has taken the hamburger to the extreme. To rock a mic like a vandal. Light up a stage and rock. How's it go?
I don't know. Light it up like a candle.
Thank you. Oh, man.
Flowing day and nightly.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, something like that. I don't know.
Just please don't bite me. Thanks to an unholy union with the grilled cheese, the resulting beast, a 1,500 calorie hamburger dubbed the grilled cheese burger melt, or simply burger melt.
That's not a very menacing name.
Burger melt.
They would call it the fucking heart stopper.
The AR clog.
Yeah. The fucking quadruple bypass burger.
The bypass, the BPP.
This shit will fuck you up, son.
Oh, God, that would be horrible. When it comes to novelty food, there's the unhealthy food that's a deliberate oddity, like the enormous novelty hamburger, and then there's the deliciously unhealthy food item that's a menu staple. This is a menu staple.
Oh.
This isn't a novelty. This is for real. This is for real, okay. Though. So for real, though. So. You don't even know. This is so for real. This kind of sandwich that gets people sued for contributing to America's general unhealthiness. The average person only needs 2,000 to 2,500 calories.
That's right.
You just banged out a good 3/4 of your calorie intake in one sitting. And it's disgusting. Imagine two grilled cheese sandwiches, right? One grilled cheese, like two bread cheese, like a full grilled cheese, right?
Yeah.
And then another grilled cheese sandwich.
Okay.
So you have one on the bottom, one on the top. In the middle, you have the hamburger.
Nice.
And the lettuce, tomato. Two grilled cheese
sandwiches.
Damn,
that sounds pretty fucking good, actually.
It looks pretty fucking gross, actually.
Really?
So, if you, the average person were to consume this, you will probably die in about a month. And you can have one burger and three bowls of oatmeal. Or one burger and a small side of fries. And that's your calorie intake.
That is for the whole day, everybody.
For the whole day. That's so gross.
And that's not even that much food, man.
It's not, right? It's just, it's what's in it. That,
you know, man, I'm concerned about you. You eat pretty unhealthily.
But I'm fine.
Well, now you're fine. Give yourself another 10 or 20 years.
You know what? Do you know how long people have been telling me that? Since I was a kid. Oh, you think you're fine now? Give yourself 10 years. You'll be sick all the time.
No, I mean when you're like 50. When you're 50.
When I'm 50, I hope I be dead by then.
Well, I guess if you're going to do it, you know.
My dad died at 50. If I make it to 51, I can laugh at his face and then call it good. I beat you. Ha! Ugh.
Ugh. Well, there you go.
Who knows? Unless I'm happy by then, but...
Yeah, that's not
let's not hold our breath.
Based on our little shared philosophy, we're not sure that's going to happen. Matt's spitting up some more stuff. Let people know what's going
on.
If
you're going to be the co-host, I'm going to need you to do a couple things for me, okay?
You know.
When I'm taking a drink of something,
yeah, say
I need
something.
You to kill the dead air.
Well, I just did. I said Matt's going to spit something up right
okay,
now.
Okay, maybe by not telling them what I'm doing.
Well, why not? This is a reality show, isn't it?
Kind of. It's kind comedy of. Podcast right. Dance off.
Well, life's pretty dance off.
Rap battle.
Well, life's pretty funny, so.
All right. Well, let's talk about your favorite subject here.
Okay.
Bestiality.
Nice.
A 37-year-old man was arrested Tuesday morning and charged with bestiality after several witnesses saw him having sexual intercourse with several horses. Not just one, but several. More than one.
Okay.
I have a whole stable full of horses that I need to take care of.
Just work down the line.
Officers arrived, and they met with the homeowner who was walking Byron Christopher Jordan toward the patrol car. White or black? What do you think? Byron?
You have to say white redneck.
Byron Jordan.
White redneck. No.
No.
Black gentleman.
Black gentleman. Mm. Is that weird? You would expect the white redneck to be fucking the horses.
Yeah, I expected that to be horse fucking.
I'm gonna wager a guess and say the white redneck owned the farm that this black gentleman was taking his fill from, if you will. They spoke with the homeowner. They learned that he had witnessed Jordan having sex with one of his horses. According to the information officer, Jordan was wearing only pajama bottoms with the little feet attached.
Nice.
Which were extremely dirty, and he had the front fly opened. Whoops. He also reportedly had a strong odor about his person.
I bet.
Like a farm animal? Did he smell like horse shit? Could you have sex with several horses and not smell like a disgusting pig?
You would reek.
You think?
Well, they're horses.
Horses don't
And you're
smell
having
good.
Sex with them.
And you're a black guy, so that stuff is going to just stick to you, right?
Right.
It's not their fault, I'm just saying.
You know, I'm curious, is how do you have sex with several horses? Why you think one would be enough?
I'd nail a couple and I'm done.
I mean, if you're at the point where you're fucking a horse, you're probably pretty desperate, so you're probably not going to, like,
make
love
saying.
To the horse and all its right, buddies. Right. You know, you're just going to go bust your nut in it and then go
It's not going to be a passionate candlelit dinner. Let me get the mojo going.
Apparently for this guy, he's got like a bottle of whiskey and three horses. Hey.
Hey, horses. Look at my horse. My horse is amazing. This is my horse.
I got three horses and only one stool. What am I going to do? Come here, horsey. Giddy up.
Officer spoke with neighbors who had witnessed Jordan allegedly have sex with one horse, walk away from that one and go to a second horse and have sex with it before moving on to the third horse. Hey, this horse is just too big. This horse is just too small. But this horse, this one is just right.
Well, that
Look at my horse. My horse is amazing. I love that song. I'll have to find that later and play it for you. So he just didn't find the one he wanted at first, right?
I don't know, that or he was like, what, he like snorted a couple Viagra or something?
I'm gonna wager a bet and say that he didn't bust his load in all three. I think he tried it, he was like, this horse is just not into
it.
Let me
try this other horse.
He poked this way, he's like, this horse is a dude and I'm not gay, no homo. And then he tried the third one, he's like, oh, that's what daddy likes. That's what daddy fucking likes.
Alex Jackson, what a player.
I know. Oh, fuck. How do you know? Because he walked with a limp.
That's right.
All players do.
Old school G.
That's right. I can't believe the third horse was in the corral, and then he started having sex with it. They notified the owner, who had to physically pull him off the third horse.
Aww.
Now, if you were fucking a horse and it wasn't your horse, and the farmer came in and was like, hey, what are you doing? Get away. Like, you're gone, right? You're not going to be like...
No, he was like, oh, shit, gotta finish.
I'm just fucking your horse. Like, the dude had to come in and physically rip him off of the horse.
So is this gentleman high on cocaine, PCP,
Maybe. I'd like Drunk. To think so. Jordan was charged with giving a false name to an officer in bestiality and transferred to the Newton County Detention Center. He received a $3,500 bond and was bonded out. If convicted of bestiality, he'll do about 1 to 5 years.
Really?
You think that's worth it?
I don't think.
Would you fuck a horse for 1 to 5?
I don't know. I don't even think I'd fuck it for the smell.
I would rather. Would you rather rape a chick and get 1 to 5?
Well, see, I don't think I would.
Because you're going to get the same amount of jail time either way, right?
I think for animals, it's actually a little less severe.
I don't know. It depends where you're at, though.
Like,
I guess.
If you rape a chick, you're going to go to jail for a while, probably.
I don't think so, dude. Really? Like, 1 to 5.
Is that a serious crime?
No, it's not. It really isn't.
Somebody needs to fix that shit.
You think?
I think so.
That's why I've been saying you can go to jail for more time for a bag of weed than you will for raping a bitch.
No, that's fucked.
I mean, even if she's not a bitch.
Or
if
a horse.
If you rape a woman.
Or chicken.
Or chicken.
Horse.
No.
Goat.
Cows.
Dolphins.
Sheep.
Actually, dolphins will let you have sex with them.
I heard that.
Yep.
Just pop it in the blowhole.
You just got to hang out. Yeah. Nice blowjob there.
Okay. Well, best of luck to this gentleman here.
Yep. Good luck, horse fucker.
Toronto. This is pretty interesting here. A 56-year-old woman, okay?
Okay.
She's sick and tired of her neighbor's 5-year-old grandson driving a loud ATV, 4-wheeler, right, down her quiet street. So do you know what she did to fix the problem?
What did she do, Matt?
She decided that if she goes outside topless, that the boy's horrified grandparents rushed the child into the house. No more 4-wheeler fun for you.
All right.
She's just laying out there. She's not attractive at all. I'll tell you that right now. I guess tits are tits. Are all tits just hot? Like, they're just tits?
No, no. I,
like African National Geographic tits. Not something I want to jerk off to.
Not
maybe.
Really.
Now, what if it
maybe
was...
Maybe when we were like 13, you know.
Well, right.
Was, you know.
But now, what if it's... What if it's porn and it's a black chick fucking? Do you just instantly think African National Geographic titties, or is she civilized and she doesn't have a basket on her head? It's okay, maybe?
Maybe. It's interesting.
So it's about the context then?
Maybe.
Okay. So she said she will continue to go topless every time the child rides the ATV. She says, quote, "It is maddening."
Isn't that indecent exposure?
Are you on your property? Is it okay?
Well, I guess if you're on your property.
I mean, fuck, if I had a dollar for every time I'd hung my dick out by the fucking porch out here, you know, at night, sometimes in the daytime, I'd have like $10.
Sometimes when the walk to the bathroom is just too much.
I know. I do that too. I go outside and just take a piss. There's like a little dead patch of grass right below. I don't know if you've seen that yet.
Oh, yeah. That's been watering it too.
That's mine.
Well,
I peed there, and that is mine.
I'll find a new spot then.
You're going to have to, because that's mine. It's mine, you son of a bitch. I thought it felt different last time I peed on. I was like, this doesn't feel like mine anymore.
No.
It feels like I've
Something smells like somebody else thinks this is theirs.
It feels like I've been usurped.
Yeah. I better pee on it extra hard this
That's
time.
Right. She says, quote, "I'm going mental. I can't breathe and I'm not moving, but I need some peace. I can't believe I did this, but they pulled the kid inside and then called the cops because of their small town mentality."
Mm.
You never seen some titties before? Give me another cigarette. I'm gonna let these little girls just hang out.
Let them breathe.
She totally looks like that.
Really?
Yeah, it's so funny.
She's the Rasputia type.
Yeah, totally. Rasputina. Here, I'll for the live listeners, you can catch that little sneak peek before I do the show notes for this.
There we go.
DeFlorio says the problems with her neighbors, Mike and Nancy Berry, started 2 years ago when she moved to the area. The cops have received calls from both DeFlorio and the Berries. She's not breaking the law because in Canada, God bless fucking Canada, and this is why in Canada, women are allowed to be topless. Nay, women are encouraged to be topless.
Fucking A.
Fucking A.
Fucking A.
It's a boot, the only thing good they got going for them, eh?
Except for hockey and beer.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of hockey, eh?
Hmm.
I'm a boot to put the boots to a medium style.
About the old hokey.
The hokey pokey, eh?
Can't even do a Canadian accent. It's sad.
You gotta start it by saying, I'm a boot to go in the house, in the hoose, eh? I'm a boot to shoot the moose in the hoose, eh?
I don't think that's how they actually talk.
It is in Newfoundland.
Newfoundland. Is sodomy still legal up there?
I lived with a dude from Newfoundland, and they talk so funny.
Wow.
She says, I'll do what I have to eradicate this problem. Well, could you get a breast job first? Maybe that would help. Mike Barry says he is also at the end of his rope. Quote, I'm not happy with what has been going on, he said. We need a little give and take. It isn't right to go around topless in front of kids. I bet you'd be singing a different tune if she was hot.
Yeah.
Like, hey. Like,
leave that lady alone. She has every right.
She has every right. This is why we moved to Canada.
Exactly.
God,
that's
darn it.
Freedom.
That's freedom right there. You smell that? That's freedom. That's America. No, that's Canada. Canada.
Well,
hey.
Way to go, Canada.
Bare-breasted protesting has gained notoriety and popularity over the past decade in Canada, apparently. Former University of Guelph student Gwen Jacobs caused an uproar when she strolled topless down the street on a hot summer day back in July of 1991. You remember that?
Yeah.
So hot. She was so topless.
Oh, man. She was had her top off and was all jiggling.
Oh, yeah. Jello jigglers, baby. She fought all the way to the Ontario Court of Appeal and won the right for women in the province to go shirtless in public. All the dudes in the court were like,
fucking A.
The past. Protest groups such as People for the Ethical Treatment of Tits have grabbed media attention around the world.
That was the name?
People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals have grabbed media attention around the world by protesting activities ranging from bullfighting to wearing fur with staged PR stunts using topless women. I think the jam hole needs to stage a PR stunt.
Yes.
Utilizing topless women. Bear Kid, Sandy, any other, Alana, all of you, I need you topless and here right now.
He needs your support, ladies.
Definitely
needs your
support.
He's doing it for you and your right to be topless.
That's right.
In our living room.
Do you guys want to be topless? I mean, duh. Who doesn't? Am I right or am I right?
When you're right, Matt.
Thank you. Bear Kid says, I'm so down. I like her.
Well, thank you, Bear Kid.
We'll
add your name to the sign-up sheet.
Done and done. So,
about we make a Ladies of Jam Hole listeners calendar?
No, we're not making
a calendar. We get 12 ladies that listen to the show.
We're not making a calendar.
And make a calendar.
We're not making a calendar.
Pin-up calendar.
No, we're not making a calendar.
All right.
Calendars, selling calendars for things like that seems so cheap and gaudy.
Well, I just meant for us in the apartment.
Oh, okay.
I didn't mean to
sell it. Let's make a calendar.
Yeah.
Let's make an album cover.
Let's make one copy.
Right.
Maybe
all right.
Two.
Well, the last story I got for tonight, I don't know, this is kind of a geek thing, but ICANN, they are the group that handles all of the internet domain registry stuff. The .com, .net, .biz, you know, all that shit, right? So they're finally looking at implementing a .xxx for porn sites. Okay. This was first proposed over a decade ago, and they're just now starting to, like, figure it out. The decision would come despite outcry from some members of the adult industry, which turned out in Belgium this week to lobby against the proposal. And enormous letter-writing campaigns, topless, huh?
I bet.
Orchestrated by elements of the American religious right. Are the American religious right, have they ever been on the internet?
I think so, but they have those, like, nanny programs.
Oh, right, right. See, I think this would be a good thing. So that way when you're searching for stuff, say you're a kid and you're searching for safe sex. If you Google anything with the word sex in it, forget it.
Yeah.
You will never
porn
find what you're looking
everywhere.
For. Now, if we designate a domain extension specifically for porn, it'll be so much easier to search through. You know, if you want porn, go to the .xxx sites. If you're not,
no, that just proves how much porn there really is on the fucking
internet.
So much.
They need
their
own.
We need to make a special law, a special, what is it, suffix or something?
Suffix, domain suffix. Yeah, that's a lot of fucking porn, right?
So the internet's for porn and everything else, and that's it.
That's amazing. This also means that ICANN is likely to dodge the bullet of litigation that ICM Registry, the company behind the .xxx, has been hinting at for months. Flanked by his lawyers outside the meeting hall, ICM Chairman Stuart Lawley said he was cautiously optimistic about tomorrow's board vote. While the process is not yet complete, .xxx now looks closer to a reality than ever before.
Well, let's do it.
Might as well. We're running out of domain names. Fucking I mean, hey. Fuck, dude. Everything is taken now. Do you know how long it took us to get hotboxpodcast.com?
I bet.
Like, just to think of a name that wasn't taken. We're going to do a podcast about weed, okay? And most of the shit that's taken is just fucking dipshit squatters just not even doing shit with it. They bought up a bunch of domains back in 96 because they thought they were going to get rich off it, Keith Malley. And now they're worthless. I guess Keith Malley made a little money off his.
Yeah.
But only because he bought the Simpsons movie domain and then sold it back to Fox for a pretty penny. Actually kind of got sued and they had to, but that's interesting. I don't know. It'd be nice, I think. It'd be a lot easier to search. But then there's the whole question about what about all of the porn domains now that are .com? What about porn.com? Are they going to lose their .com and move to .xxx?
Well, that'd be the simple solution.
That would be. But there's so much money in those domains. You would have to rearrange how the internet works with those then, I think. You can't just have, if you're looking for porn, you would have to eliminate all .com porn and move it. I don't think you can have it on both sides then. If you institute this, it has to either all be on there or you can't do it at all. Because then what's the point? We could have the jamhole .xxx.
We're going to change the internet just for the porn industry.
Why not? Isn't that why the internet was made? Was for the porn industry?
Pretty much.
Well, there you go. So, well, good luck, ICANN.
And good work.
Good work.
Good work, porn industry, for making the world a better, more interesting place.
America. That's awesome. Well, you got anything else before we call it a night? So where are you going to be at tonight? Where can people come catch you?
Going down to Distinct Ink.
Distinct Ink.
Tattoo shop over by the Harley-Davidson store in Kalispell on Highway 93 South.
Right on. And I'll be pressing buttons at the whore board.
The whore board.
If you guys want to come and say hi. Oh, it's going to be a blast.
Yeah.
And if you guys want to tell Dana, I'm back with my ex-girlfriends. Doesn't matter which one. Someone already beat you to it.
Make one up.
That's all you got to do. Just make one up. But, thank you guys for joining us. I know the show is a little early. It's all right. We'll have it posted before I head out. So anyone that gets here at 8, you can listen to it. Email us info@thejamhole.com, thejamhole.com, of course, where all our shit's at, /donate. Help us pay some bills, because bills are getting expensive. I'll tell you something.
Yep.
Bills are expensive.
His pill habit is really cutting into
food
money.
I can't stop shooting up pills, dude, just all the time.
The time with you, dude.
Fuck. I just can't stop. I have to just shoot up pills. I was shooting up pills before the show. I'm going to shoot up pills now.
Yep.
I got to end this show so I can go shoot up more pills and then go fuck my ex-girlfriend and then send Dana a picture of it.
There you go. All
right.
While shooting pills.
Right. While shooting. I mean, that just goes without saying.
Right. Well, of course.
So, we'll talk to you guys on Monday, 406-204-4687. Leave us a message. We're still asking anyone that enjoys the show, send us a postcard from where you're at. We'll put it up on the wall of fandom here. That would be great. Thejamhole.com/POBOX. And, check out the Hotbox Podcast every Tuesday. And us Monday, Wednesday, Friday. And I'm Matt, and this is Sean. This has been The Jam Hole. Thank you, guys. Peace.
You are listening to The Jam Hole. The Jam, The Jam.